Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you this holy Saturday morning from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studios located in the lower level of our building at 101 Pier Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. As we frequently say, the Siouxland Chamber represents community enhancement 101, economic development 101, community improvement 101. And so if you're looking for information about our community or how to grow your business in our community, don't hesitate to reach out to us at 712-255-7903. As we do each Saturday morning, we begin by thanking our program sponsor. And on behalf of our sponsor, Chris Bogenreef, we thank you for listening. I also want to thank our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, who has been working really, really hard the last several days as the radio voice of the NAIA National Basketball Championships, which concluded with a championship game on Tuesday evening. Also, we recognize that tomorrow is Easter, and for those who celebrate that important Christian holiday, we wish you a blessed Easter holiday. I'm so pleased to be joined by my guest this morning, who is a business owner, an entrepreneur, a philanthropist, a volunteer in our community, a member of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. She wears so many hats, but the hat that she is known, best known for, I should say, is the president and founder of Aggie's, a catering business located in Sergeant Bluff, Iowa. Kathy Bishop, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thanks, Chris. It's happy to be here.
It's so nice to have you in studio, and we wish you and all of your loved ones a very happy and blessed Easter. And I believe that you have family listening in Texas this morning, don't you?
I think I do. Hi, Cousin Debbie and Ricky.
That's so nice of you to give them a shout out. And to your business partner and longtime associate, Joan Kent.
Yep.
Joan better be listening. And Joan's going to play a pretty important role in our radio program today because Kathy Bishop is the winner of the federal government's Iowa Small Business of the Year. And Joan was kind enough to nominate you. What I don't know is if she did it behind your back or if she let you know she was working on the application to the Federal Small Business Administration when she nominated you.
Oh, it was a little bit of each, a little bit of both.
So there was some transparency, yes. But there was some cloak and dagger behind the scenes.
Yes, I didn't know what it was all about, really, but then she had to share it with me. So well, I could help her with some stuff to fill in the pieces.
Well, good morning to Joan Kent and her nomination, her successful nomination of Kathy Bishop for the Iowa Small Business Person of the Year. And Kathy, that's so fitting. And in the second half of the program, we're going to talk extensively about the award ceremony coming up later this year in Washington, D.C. We're going to talk about Aggie's, the restaurant, the catering service, the survival of COVID, which was no small feat. I do know that. But before we get there, as we do with each of our programs, we'd like to introduce our guests to the listening audience. So if you'd be so kind, I know your background, but tell us about where you grew up.
I grew up in Texas. In 1970, my family had their own, they were government contractors, and we purchased Oak Hills in Sergeant Bluff, and it was our turn to move here. And I was in the third grade, so I had to come along. And I ended up
where in Texas?
I'm from Victoria, Texas.
And do you remember a lot about your childhood in Texas, those early years?
Yes, very much. We were 55 miles from the coast of Port O'Connor, Texas.
Okay.
And my mom would have the station wagon loaded up, and we, after last day of school, we'd head to Port O'Connor for the summer because my dad was at his own business, and so he would commute back and forth. And so we went fishing. That's how we spent our summers, fishing and crabbing, and with my grandfather, Pop, and who I learned to cook from. And so now we still, to this day, go down to Port O'Connor, Texas. And we usually go in September because it's too hot in the summer, and we go fishing for a week.
And do you still have a fair number of family members in the Texas area?
No, I'm a really small family.
Okay.
I just have Ricky and Debbie, as I just said before. He's actually a fishing guide in Port O'Connor, And Debbie snapped him up, and now he takes us fishing where I used to fish as a kid.
So for those who don't have familiarity with exactly where that is in Texas, what is that near?
We fly into Houston or Austin. It's 120 miles down the coast from Houston. It's like where the boot, the ankle part of the boot is of Texas.
Okay.
That's Port O'Connor.
And lots of fond memories of spending your summers on the water.
It's my favorite place.
To this day.
Yeah, really. I mean, I love Port O'Connor. I know the smell of it.
So do you get there on an annual basis?
We go there every summer. Or we go there every fall because it's too hot in the summer. And my 89-year-old mother still goes fishing.
Well, let's give a shout out to your 89-year-old mother. What
Sue.
Is her name?
Her name is Sue Miller.
And she's still in Port O'Connor, Texas?
No, she lives in Sergeant Bluff.
Oh, but you go with her. You
yeah,
bring her down there.
She comes with us, yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, we stay a week and... It's a great time.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Kathy Bishop, the owner and founders of Aggie's, one of the best-known catering services and companies in all of Siouxland. Kathy was recognized recently by the Federal Small Business Administration as the Small Business of the Year. Her company, I should say, Aggie's, was recognized as the Iowa Small Business of the Year, and she was recognized as the Small Business Owner of the Year. And as I said in the second half, we're going to talk extensively about the award and her Aggie's business. But again, before we get there, third grade, you moved to Sergeant Bluff, Iowa. What was that transition like?
Horrible.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was February. There weren't any coats left. We had to wear these little lemon yellow fluffy coats, and there were no snow boots around, so we wore the red Morton salt boots. We got made fun of quite a bit, especially with our southern accent and yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
But so, I don't detect any accent today.
I can pick it up real fast.
Okay.
No problem.
All right. So yeah. You were teased a bit. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know how kids are.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, we worked through that. My sister and I were our best friends because everybody made fun of us. So anyway, we worked through that, and I ended up graduating from Sergeant Bluff in 1979. And I went to Texas A&M University.
So right back to Texas and right. Aggie.
Yeah. My father was killed in a plane crash in 78. And when we were, I was a senior in high school. And so when we were down, we never thought we would stay in Iowa because that's where our business was. We would go somewhere and then we would move to the next spot. And we were down there for his funeral. And my grandmother died. So anyway, my uncle was an Aggie and he said, you need a break. So he took my mom and I to the campus and I really liked it. And it was a good place to be because I had family there. So that's why I went to A&M.
For those who may not understand, tell us where the name for your restaurant and catering service came from.
Texas A&M Aggies. Gig'em.
And for those who don't know what the Aggies are and what gig'em means, tell us.
It means get 'em. Agricultural and mechanical is at Texas A&M. It used to be an all-men school, ROTC, and then they allowed women in the early 60s, I believe. But Aggies are just tied to agriculture.
And a lot of people think that the A&M is ag and military because there's a huge military presence there as well, but it is not.
No, agricultural and mechanical.
But there is a huge military presence for undergrads there as well. And there's a proud tradition at A&M with the military. What did you study at A&M?
Industrial distribution. I learned how to make rope, soap, and dope and sell it. But I never worked in that field.
What compelled you to declare such a major?
Oh, I started in accounting and my roommate hated it. And I played racquetball with the guy and he was in industrial distribution. And the curriculum was interesting to me because it was
diverse.
Very diverse. I mean, I took electricity. I built a smoker in college because I had to take welding. You had tort law, you had engineering,
so some legal.
Electricity, had everything. You learned how to make stuff and sell it and everything about it.
Well, that didn't really provide you a great foundation for your next career. Tell us about what that was.
I was a bank examiner. I worked for the comptroller of the currency.
So soap, rope, and dope to a bank examiner.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So we would, I worked for the comptroller of the currency. I started in Sioux City, Iowa. And then I transferred to Colorado Springs, and I was there for 8 years. We looked at bank safety and soundness, and that's when the ag crisis was going on, and banks were not doing so swell. And so Colorado, the banks weren't doing so swell. I loved my job, honestly, but they closed my office in Colorado Springs. And so I had to decide what I was going to do.
And?
So I decided to roll the dice, come back to a vacant piece of land and build a restaurant.
In Sergeant Bluff, Iowa.
In Sergeant Bluff, Iowa.
It's fascinating. I mean, when you think about, okay, you're in Texas, you reluctantly get relocated with your family to Sergeant Bluff. It's not a particularly pleasant experience to start. Then you go back to Texas for college. Then you're a bank examiner and a comptroller in Colorado. And then when they eliminate that office, you say, okay, I'm going back to Iowa.
Right.
Okay. And did you know what you were going to go back to Iowa and do?
Yes, I knew I was going to build a restaurant because there was a vacant piece of property where I built Aggies. So I built the plans for it. I went to a tennis court to see what the size might be. We had to do research back then in the library. You know, we didn't have...
Yeah, pre-internet?
We didn't have the Google.
Yeah, you and I have a couple years on this.
I have a few years on you.
We're pretty close.
Yeah, I don't think so.
In any event, so you launched Aggies in Sergeant Bluff, Iowa.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. And after a short commercial break, we're going to visit about that history. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest is Kathy Bishop, the owner of Aggies. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative serving as your host. And on behalf of our producer, Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Chris Bogenried of NAI United. I also want to thank our guest, Kathy Bishop, who is the president of Aggies, the founder of Aggies Catering, located in Sergeant Bluff, Iowa. Kathy is also a member of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. She serves on the executive committee of the board of directors as well. An active philanthropist, supports a lot of community causes and events throughout Siouxland. And so, Kathy, on behalf of a grateful community, thank you. And on behalf of the Siouxland community, congratulations. The 2024 Iowa Small Business of the Year recipient. And I know that in April, you'll be traveling to the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in Washington, D.C. for the National Award Ceremony. Is that right?
That's correct.
So back to the basics. You make the decision to leave Colorado as a bank examiner, and you're going to 100%, 180 degree shift careers and become an entrepreneur and a restaurant owner.
Correct.
What was the catalyst for that decision?
I always wanted to be my own boss because that's what my mom and dad did. Being a restaurant owner, I had never even worked in one before. So that was kind of a roll of the dice there. I learned a lot. My learning curve was straight up still is.
What was the toughest part of launching that business? And what do you know now that you wish you had known back then?
Oh, I guess the toughest part was not really knowing anything about the business before we opened the doors. And I guess I probably would have maybe worked in that environment before I built a restaurant and catering business. The catering business came later, so it was a restaurant business. I was really lucky to have found a person to help me get going. You know, she was my main cook. Her name was Lori Solomon. I'll never forget her. She taught me a lot of things, and it's really hard to go back 30 years ago and remember. I remember people standing and going around the building, and we'd run out of food, and we couldn't open for lunch for like 2 weeks, and, you know, just trying, people were just so excited to have something in town, because there wasn't really anything in Sergeant Bluff, and in Sioux City back then, so.
And when did you make the decision to expand to catering, which is the primary business today?
Probably about 15 years later, 14, 15 years later, we were asked to do so much catering because we had such a different product, and it was hard to do the restaurant and the catering at the same time. You know, you have people in the front, And we're in the back trying to get stuff out the door to go to a big party. You know, I mean, I remember days when every pot and pan and utensil was in the sink dirty because we're trying to get to a different event. And so I just had to decide, does the restaurant drive the catering or can the catering drive itself? And so when we decided to go catering, that's what we did.
So it went from a restaurant to a restaurant and catering to strictly catering.
Correct.
And you had to battle through COVID as well.
Yes.
And
yes.
As I read the press release from the Federal Small Business Administration, they compliment you for how you survived COVID, how you developed a COVID carryout program, and how you are one of the businesses that survived the pandemic without laying off a single employee. How did you do all that?
Well, Joan actually came up with the idea for COVID carryout. She said, what if we would advertise on Facebook, you know, that you can come get meals? And that's how that started. So I have been lucky to surround myself with really good people, and that's why I think we're successful. So I listened to her. So we would, I just did not want to lay off a soul. I didn't care if we lost our tail, but I did not want anybody, no one was going to go on unemployment at Aggies. And at times I felt like they were upset by that, some people, but because their friends were sitting at home doing nothing and making money.
You know, I want to pay you and Joan a compliment because I remember those times, and there were federal programs that allowed you to get money. And because you were so committed to your employees, it actually precluded you from qualifying for some of those programs.
It was. You helped me in the beginning.
And I don't think I helped you as much as we both would have liked, because there were programs, as I said, that prohibited the government from funding you because you have a very unique employment relationship.
Right.
People who work limited hours providing support for your catering business. And because they weren't full-time employees or receiving a full-time job and 40 hours per week or 80 hours per pay period, it precluded you from qualifying for some of those federal COVID relief funds.
Well, that was part of it, but we were not classified as a restaurant. They had nothing available for catering companies and or event venues. So that's what the initial thing was in the beginning.
And there again, the bureaucracy of a one-size-fits-all federal government, because it was so important to your business. And I do know you. I had ordered a pretty large meal. The Siouxland Chamber of Commerce tried to support every single one of our restaurants and caterers during COVID. And I was scheduled to pick up stuff from your restaurant, if I remember right, at like 5 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. And I got a flat tire, on the interstate going out there. I had to call you and say, I'm so sorry, but I'm not going to be there as fast as I thought I would. But the food is always awesome.
Thank you.
And, you know, earlier this week, you catered an event for Senator John Thune. And here we are, Easter week, and I don't know if this was by design, but there was carrot cake for dessert,
it was
fabulous.
Thank you.
I will quietly admit and confess that the carrot cake went home with me from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce at the end of the day earlier this week, so I could share it with my family. It's fantastic, but I love all of your food. Your food is so exceptional, and from full-blown meals to heavy hors d'oeuvres, Aggies can do anything for any event, for all of us, whether it's a wedding, a family reunion, a business event, you cover it all.
We sure try.
And you do an excellent job, and I think that is part of why the federal government recognized Aggies as the Iowa Small Business of the Year. You have to be so proud to receive that award, and kudos to Joan for obviously writing an outstanding nomination and application.
Yes, we are really excited by it. Anybody I talk to, like even them, you introduced me to Senator Thune, and he said, you know, Kathy, this is a great deal. This is a big deal. There are 53 of you. There's 53 business owners.
So that's the 50 states, and D.C., Puerto Rico, and Guam. Did
correct.
I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are the best.
And what's amazing is that's out of 33 million small businesses.
Yeah.
And you're the recipient in Iowa. So huge congratulations to you. You have to be so pleased.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. You know, we have a really good team. You know, it takes a team, it takes a village, and we're village people. So,
and it takes great leadership. And so congratulations and kudos. And so I know that you'll be traveling to Washington, D.C. in the month of April with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce delegation. And then you and Joan travel back late in April for the award ceremony.
Right. We're going back on the 28th because I think we have five jobs on the 27th of April.
That's not much of a break.
No. So do you go the 27th and 28th or are the award ceremonies?
So if memory serves, I think you were traveling when you found out. Is that right? How did you find out that you were the recipient?
Well, I got it on my email and I thought, oh, I don't know. Is this true? So I showed it to Joan and it was. And then I got a call from Jane Alexander from the SBA in Des Moines. You know, like about an hour later, and she confirmed that that was, in fact, a true email. And so that's how we ended up finding out. We were sitting on the beach in St. Martin.
So all of Siouxland is so happy and excited for you and so proud of you and Aggies. And again, a tip of the cap to Joan. These are very, very competitive. And so the work that that she did on your application and nomination, and I guess to some extent, you collaborated on that because there were questions that she needed answers for from you to complete that application. But it was a great team effort, here are the results. And now my understanding is you go to D.C. to be recognized, but also for further competition for the national small business.
Yeah, they'll choose between the 53 individuals that were named top business person of the year to get to the national one. But I do want to give a big shout out to the chamber because if we wouldn't have gone to Business Expo, that's where Joan met Paul from SCORE, and his wife happens to sit on the executive board of the Small Business Administration in Washington, D.C., and that Small Business Expo was really what made the ball get going, rolling. And so any small business out there that's interested in, you know, becoming more successful, and I encourage you to network, and that is a huge place to network at that Business Expo. Anytime you can network, become a member of a chamber, they're out, they have their back. I'm proof of that. This is why we got this nomination, because we happen to be at that Business Expo.
Well, that's nice of you to say, and we're grateful for all that you give back, because as a member of our board of directors now, as a member of the executive committee of the board of directors, you're giving back. You spend an awful lot of time helping guide the chamber as one of our board members and provide the vision for our future. And so thank you for serving in that role and volunteering. And thanks for everything you do in the community. Kathy, I want to share with our listeners, if there's a family reunion, if there's a class reunion, if there is a wedding, if there is a corporate event, reach out to Aggies, and how do they go about reaching you to secure your services, your catering for their event?
You can call us at 712-943-8888, or we also have a website, aggiesbbq.com, and have pictures, menus, all kinds of stuff on there.
Well, it doesn't get any easier to remember than that. 943-8888.
I ate at Aggies.
That's well done. On behalf of Justin Barker, our producer, Kathy, thank you for being our guest on Grow Siouxland. Congratulations on your award. Best of luck in late April when you and Joan travel to D.C. We hope you bring back the National Small Business of the Year Award.
That would be pretty cool. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. We wish you all a blessed and happy Easter, and we'll see you next Saturday.